Hey guys, welcome to Gather Week 3. This week we have been blessed with the perfectly coiffed Blake Logan to come in. Wow. Smolder. I think that's what we call that. Smolder. Blake's going to talk to us a little bit about how you define yourself and where you find your definition of who you are.
Okay, awesome. It's an honor to be here during the series. Permission to look down at notes occasionally. Yes? Good?
Yes, okay. Yeah,
yes?
We're good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I've got all kinds of news.
Oh.
Okay? The first one is not great. So I... He's new. I looked at his file. You're a sinner.
Yes, I am.
So here, I've got encouraging news. So am I.
Okay.
And so are all of you watching around. We're all sinners, okay?
Yeah, great.
So the good news is there's a solution to that major problem, okay? And I'll talk about that later. But I want to camp out on a... And that's the biggest problem. I want to camp out on a secondary issue because it affects me, and I think to some degree it affects most of us. And what that is childhood wounds.
Mm.
Okay? So specifically, I believe from childhood we have wounds, but what comes out of that is lies that we believe about ourselves. That we carry into adulthood.
Okay.
Okay. Could I share mine?
Absolutely. I'd love to.
Okay. So here's the dynamic. Dynamic is both parents were psychologists. Could we get a laugh track? I'm used to usually that one kills right there.
Yeah.
So I need a live audience or...
I'll put that in post.
Okay. Okay. So, but... Bobby, I came from a split household, okay? So dad believer, mom not a believer, okay? Dad kind, loving, very encouraging, okay? Mom came from more of a broken home. Her mom was wonderful. Her dad drank, had some issues, and of course, that carried over, okay? Now, I want to honor my mom. Mom, I love you. I want to honor my mom. She is beautiful, obviously.
Smolder.
She is brilliant. Mm-hmm. She's a genius. Now that one, I don't know if it's skipped over. It's like
the wind.
You know, pray for my kids. But whatever my mom did or failed to do. It comes down to what are the lies that I believe because of that.
Okay.
And the lie, I believe the lies. There's so many, but the primary are the lies I'm believing. Is I am not valuable, and I'm not important. And how does that manifest itself? And how I'm operating today. Again, a bunch of ways. Let's narrow it down to two.
Mm-hmm.
One, I'm trying to prove my value. In college, it was literally grades. My mom's brilliant. Let me prove that I am.
I see that.
Success, money, where I live, what I drive, all of it. Prove. The second one is validation. From people.
Mm-hmm.
So in high school, that's popularity. Now it's people pleasing. And what's popularity? Look at all these people saying that I'm great. I must be great, right? I'll even be real transparent.
Okay.
I'm a great boyfriend.
Well, that's all. Ladies, you heard it here first.
That's all. I just want to put that out there. No, but if I'm going to... Listen, I'm going to be real transparent and raw. If I'm going to be real honest, I think part of me was great. So they would say, you're so great.
Yeah.
And guess what? It still didn't work.
Mm.
And my ex-girlfriends are like, yeah, he really was not that great. But It's like this. If I don't know who I am, I'm looking for anything and anyone to prove my identity, worth, and importance.
Yep.
And it's been personally been it's fleeting and frustrating and futile. So what's the answer?
Yeah, what is the answer?
Matthew 16. Do people say that the Son of Man is? And they said, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter replies, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answers him, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So, that's the gospel. Okay, that's the gospel. You, Peter, you, us, me, understanding who Jesus is. Okay? Understanding that Christ is the Messiah. I like to baby step it. We know Jesus was real.
Yeah.
He walked this earth. It's not a made up story. He performed miracles. He was beaten. He was crucified. He paid the penalty for, remember you're a sinner? Remember right, the being?
Absolutely.
I am. He paid the penalty for your sin. And he rose again, defeating sin and death. So understanding that's who Jesus is. Now, but there's a second piece, and that is knowing that for yourself, having the understanding, but then saying, I want to accept this free gift. I want you, Jesus, to be my Lord and Savior. I recognize I'm a sinner. I recognize my need for a Savior, and the only true and the only acceptable sacrifice is the eternal, perfect Jesus Christ. And once you accept that, everything changes. Everything changes. So I think that is the number one.
The good news.
That's the good news.
Right.
Since our series is on the good news, that is the good news.
And what's the better news?
Well, it's that's the best news you can have.
Yes, yeah, of course,
that's
yes.
The best news you can have. And where I want to camp out just for a moment is there's so much more. There's so much more. This is not just a ticket into heaven. Okay? I know this. I'm going to heaven. Now the weight of sin is off me. Okay? But here's my contention. Here's what I pull from this verse, right? When Peter had the understanding of who Jesus was,
the Messiah,
Jesus turned around and told Peter who he was. So let's literally, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And then what does Jesus tell him? The first thing he says is, blessed are you, Simon Barjona. And I tell you, you are Peter. And then he gives him his purpose, his purpose. You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. It is my contention. That there's so much more than I get a ticket into heaven. It is my contention that the more you know the Lord, the more he will tell you who you are in Him.
Okay.
So my two pull, like, takeaways from this is, once you know, once the Creator of all things tells you, I know the plans I have for you. I created you for a purpose. My purpose is no longer trying to validate myself. I have a greater purpose. And when you experience unconditional love for the first time, true unconditional love,
right.
I no longer have to meet conditions to be worthy of love.
That's exactly right.
So, that verse, it just speaks volumes.
Yeah.
And the gospel and His word has just continued to set me free and set me free and set
Love
me
it.
Free.
Love it. Okay, so you talked about how you're defined,
yeah.
not no longer being, you know, what people think of you or the stuff that you've accumulated,
yeah.
right? And that now Jesus tells you, much like Peter, who you are.
Yep.
So that's pithy. And what was the quote that you had? So when you find unconditional love, I no longer have to meet conditions to be loved,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So that's great. I love that. But there's that turning point,
yep.
right, where you go from feeling like there's some conditions to no longer having that. That's where the rubber meets the road.
Yeah.
What does that look like for you? How do you actually kind of walk that out of saying, okay, that feels like something that I'm trying to define myself by my friendships and my relationships. I don't have to do that anymore. What's that process like for you?
I think that's a great question.
Yeah, thank you. I made it.
He is very well trained.
Yes, very well.
I think it comes down to how am I operating,
mm-hmm.
and hold your thoughts captive. If I'm walking along, let's say I'm now aware that I'm operating like this.
Yeah.
Hold your thoughts captive. Okay, hey, I'm doing this.
Mm-hmm.
This is creeping up again.
Yep.
Recognizing, okay, now repent. I'm a new creation. The old has passed away. So I'd say being aware, mm-hmm. holding your thought captive, repent,
mm-hmm.
and then go back to the source.
Yeah,
go back to the source. Get with Him immediately, get in His word to redefine who you actually are.
Yeah.
Now that the transition has occurred.
I love it. And so what I hear you saying is it's not magic,
yep.
that you don't one day kind of, you're made new. That's not magical, but it's miraculous,
mm-hmm.
right? But our attitudes are no longer, they don't change that way. You've got to be in it, and you've got to consciously choose to turn from when you feel that welling up.
Yeah.
Great. So that brings me to my next question.
Okay.
How do you know when you're operating in a way that is defined by Jesus? And probably even better informed, the question might be, how do you know when you're slipping? When you're starting to find some definition from the attention of a woman or a car that you really want to buy,
yeah.
or whatever it might be.
I think to the first point is just being aware,
mm-hmm.
of all this stuff. And I share with Braun and anybody else, I can still get caught up in trading the stock market. And mm-hmm. if I'm doing well, I'm counting the value of, okay, that means I make this, mm-hmm. and that means my identity is increased, which is false. So just like, what am I doing?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I see that you're saying one of the ways is that you know you're on the right track, or even that you're getting off the track,
mm-hmm.
is that you got to be aware. You've got to just constantly be aware. Aware whenever you're we're kind of hitting it in stride, and
yeah.
when you're fumbling just a little bit.
Yeah.
What else? What are the things besides being aware can we know that we're on the right track?
So to me, I have three.
Okay.
Okay. So first one is intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we're just going back. To the verse itself, intimacy, me spending time with Him, me knowing Him,
mm-hmm.
and Him knowing me.
Okay.
He's revealing things to me. I mean, I'll ask all of you, have you ever come across a verse and then that week
yeah.
It comes up again and again. It's like God is talking to you. It's undeniable. And I leave in awe, you know? So I'd say first is intimacy. The second is this. If he designed you and getting to know you, you've got some gifting. God has given you gifts for a purpose. And Braun and Aaron and Lindsay and each one of us, and you. So when I understand, and I would say go to Watermark Spiritual Gifts Test. Maybe you drop, he would drop in a link. Let's see if he can do it.
We'll see.
But understanding the gifts he's giving you, and are you operating in them versus me trying to, I'll be successful to try to get this, or God's given me this gift, I'm going to use it for his glory. And I think the third one is living according to his word. You know, I could plug in a verse here, but what I would say is more important is in every aspect of my life, am I living according to Scripture? So if I'm anxious, be anxious for nothing, okay? If I'm in a trial, my favorite one is the Lord himself will fight for you. You need only be still. And seeing the fruit of that. Okay, so all God's word, it never returns void. So no matter what I'm doing, living out his scripture, seeing the fruit of it, and then still, again, coming back and being in awe of him. So those three that flow daily, weekly, constantly, abiding in him, to me, that's where it's at.
Yeah. So what I hear you saying is you just got to walk it out. You've got to live this Christian life. You got to remind yourself when you start to fall just a little bit, when you're finding your identity and other things. But bottom line is, read your Bible.
Yeah.
Be connected to the Lord through that. Listen to him and then walk in what he gives you.
Amen.
Okay, great.
I knew he would say it better.
Much better. all right, so this is going to, let's wrap it up right now.
Okay.
You have any advice? So, you know, we may have some new folks that come in. It's the first time I've ever been to gather. It's not even a gathering. It's online. They're walking around with baggage. They want to have some answers. What advice do you have for them?
That is a great question. So here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to give advice, and then we close in prayer.
Love it.
Is that good? Mm-hmm. So I would just say, come back to this verse. If you're at a place where you're like, I don't know who Jesus is, and I haven't accepted him as my Savior, that's the most important. I'd say, come talk to us, okay? And if you are, if Jesus Christ is already your Savior and you're already at that point, okay? But let's say, like I sometimes still do, are drifting, still, the verse applies. Go get to know Jesus that week, that day, because there's so much more. You just getting to know him is so fruitful. It's just continue that.
Yeah.
Just continue getting to more know him more and more and more, and there's just so much more.
Yeah,
you know.
I love it.
Now this is going to be a tough one, but I'm still going to
okay,
drop it.
I'm excited.
because we were talking about childhood wounds, I would say get to the place where you can forgive the person that wounded you.
Okay.
And that does not mean what they did is okay.
Mm-hmm.
That means that I'm going to hand over their justice to the Lord.
Okay.
Yeah. And because if you have accepted Jesus as your Savior, he has forgiven you of your sins.
Mm-hmm.
And the call would be to forgive them. So I'd like to pray for that.
Love it.
Is that fair?
Sure. Yeah, please.
So here's the thing. If I'm going to talk about my mom, I'm going to I'm going to boldly ask that we all pray for her salvation.
Wow.
So that's how I'd like to open
Let's
the prayer.
Let's go. A bunch of bowed heads.
Lord, I thank you for who you are. I thank you that we know you, and I pray that if anyone seeing this doesn't know you, that they come to know you. And Lord, I lift up that prayer for my mom. And everyone watching, I boldly, humbly ask that you pray for her salvation. Her name is Mary Miller. We pray for Mary Miller's salvation. And even everyone watching, if you've got some unforgiveness, you got some wounds, I ask, even if you're not ready, Lord, I'm not ready to forgive. Help me forgive. Help me forgive. And Lord, help me come to know you more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hey, Blake, thank you very much.
Yeah,
that was a
absolutely.
Great job. Really enjoyed that.
I received that.
Okay,
I received that.
Now it's time for us to head to our virtual discussion time. So if you haven't gotten a link, gather@watermark.org is the link. You'll probably get another little video after that. But we'll see you in our virtual discussion.